B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Don't be so quick to judge.
We out.
Give it a try. CVS is going to start selling men's makeup. Now, relax. Not like full-blown paint-your-face type of makeup.
Yeah, please explain this.
You know, things like concealers, you know, little gels.
What makes it men's?
Under eye.
Because.
What makes it men's?
It's just makeup.
Yeah, I think like, they're just going to start labeling it men's so we feel more comfortable buying it, to be honest.
Right.
That's a great point.
It might be
it's a marketing thing.
Yeah, yeah. They'll put it next to the shaving cream. Yep. That's what makes it men's.
Exactly.
Seriously.
You won't have to go down the women's aisle of women's stuff.
So I like that. I like that idea. Every now and then you get a little blemish or something like that and you want to clean up a little bit and just go there and put it on. And I'm not going to lie, though, I would... If I did find something that maybe made my eyes or my cheeks pop a little bit.
Okay. That was my next question. Where would you stop?
I would stop at the point where somebody's like, are you wearing makeup?
Okay.
That's where I would stop. I'd be like,
okay, I gotta
reel it back. If I had a little something that I wanted to conceal.
Okay. Right. Like maybe those pesky under eye.
Yeah,
like,
you know, if I have a day
dark
where I'm,
circles.
Yeah,
maybe?
You know, I can wake up early in the morning. Sometimes I have a little. I wake up. Sometimes you look in the mirror and you go, "Wow, I look tired." When you're saying to yourself, "I look tired," you know you look tired.
Okay.
So I would put a little something to make my eyes glisten.
What about speaking of making eyes glisten?
Yeah.
Eyeliner. Would you wear eyeliner? Because I'm convinced there's a lot of male TV hosts that wear eyeliner because it does make, that's what eyeliner's for. It makes your eyes really stand out. Would you wear eyeliner? I have some in my purse if you'd like to try it. We can see how it looks on you.
Is it skin? Like, see, I don't want to wear anything where I look like I'm wearing, and I feel like I have to rely on it. I want to kind of just be able to wear it to make myself...
Make things pop a little bit.
Make it pop a little bit. You know, like when I was doing stuff with Nesson a couple of years back, and I became a pro at putting on makeup. I literally had
powder
my own...
And stuff.
I had my own makeup bag. I went to Sephora. So I went there, and I would try and put makeup on, and one of the hosts was like, no, you're doing it wrong. So he showed me a grown man putting makeup on another grown man in front of the mirror. Anyway, it worked. Then he goes, okay, so listen, you go to Sephora, and he gave me a list of things to buy. He said, just make sure that you get it in your skin tone.
Yes.
Because he was like pasty white. You know, I got some color to me.
Yeah.
So I went there, and from then on, whenever I did any type of appearance, whether it was in front of TV or not, if I knew there was going to be pictures taken of me, I'd pull out the little... You know that brush thing where you kind of go on your cheeks and stuff and a little stuff
it's
under
called
the
makeup
eye.
Brush.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit though.
Not so you'll look like your station headshot.
Oh, that's God, very that air, is way
that's
too
like
much.
Over airbrushed.
That is way too much.
That was too much.
Yes.
I did not like that. That was a little too much. You know, it's
I
bad.
Was like, who is that?
It's been a few years, but I did hit a stage where every time if I had to do something where there was a makeup artist there, I'm like, I feel like such a douche right now because I would be giving them instructions.
Oh my God.
I'd be like,
let me do it myself.
Yeah, I literally was almost at that point. It's so bad. But anyway, I might go by CVS today and see what they got.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.